Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is vegetarianism. This choice of diet is more common these days than ever. And today, I'm going to focus on the health aspects rather than ecologic or moral issues. I'm going to get a little more specific now and talk about red meat. This category includes not only beef and lamb, but yes, also pork, which is not white meat in terms of health effects. Time and again, if we look across many scientific studies, we see red meat or saturated fat correlating with disease, from various cancers to the usual suspect of heart disease, but even diabetes. Dairy, having as much saturated fat as red meat, doesn't always appear in studies to be as dangerous and even seems beneficial in a number of studies. One answer potentially to this problem is to eat grass-fed beef, since this increases the omega-3 fats, the same as in fish. The problem, though, is that even though these good fats are doable, it may not be enough, since Argentina has long eaten this kind of beef, yet the Argentines have a higher heart disease rate than Americans, even. They do smoke more than Americans, but then so do the Japanese, who have a far lower heart disease rate than Americans. For the record, the Japanese smoke at twice the rate of Americans, but have half the heart disease. I'm not suggesting everyone should be vegetarian, as many people do well with the protein meat provides, and indeed many people struggling with overweight often succeed by including meat in their diet, as this helps modulate blood sugar and insulin. Vegans who avoid all animal foods must be careful to have sources of crucial nutrients as well, especially vitamin B12. And perhaps calcium and others. Interestingly, recently I saw some research suggesting certain fermented foods and also the sea vegetable nori have a good, useful type of B12, when the current thinking is we must get this vitamin from animal sources. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.